out of the Beis Hamikdash is imoisem stoka mutzav. If you give stoka, that's good. That will be kapara. The imlav, if you did not give stoka, then boyin oivde kachon v'noitlem bezroya. The goyim will just come and take it away from you by force, whether through taxes or other ways. They'll take away your money. The alpha became even so. Next shalem tzedaka, it's still like a tzedaka. Shenema v'negoshecha tzedaka. The people that take away the money from you, it's also like a tzedaka, like the fourth, maybe it's like a punishment for you. Like you can lose out your money, it'll be taken away from you. So I call upon them, better off you are if you give the money yourself for tzedaka. Omar Rava, Homilsa ishtoye li'ula. This thing Ula told me, that Ula told me that Mashkash Arched Imei Mishmed Reb Lezer. Said this over the name of Reb Lezer. We'll soon see why Reb Lezer got this name of Meshagesh Orched Imei. So the Rabbeinu Geshem says in the story that means Mevaze Orched Ima. He was Mevaze, his mother. She had Tzricha Lizvazo Istamasha Dakalatsiya. She had uncovered something that would sneeze to herself. We'll soon see the Maisa later. That's called like Meshagesh, means Lashinov. He was Mevaze, his mother. But the name was, in he said over the name of Reb Lezer. We'll soon see the story. That my dechsev, what is the post to say in Ishayo? The yilbash tzedaka kishuyan. You should be wearing stock like a shun, like a shun is like a shield. It's made out of a lot of pieces. Loimeluch, ma shuyan zeh, just like this shield, called klipo, klipo mitzarefas le shuyan godom, a shield is made out of a lot of small pieces. So all the small pieces add up to make one big shield. You should know af tzedaka, called pruta mitzarefas le cheshman godom. Every pruta you give adds up to come to a big cheshvan. Reb Chanin Omer Meyach from this pasuk. It says the pasuk goes in Shoyo Ucheveged Edim Kol Tit Koseinu. It's like a shemat, like a beged. An old beged will beat tzedakah. What does that mean to say? Ma beged zeh, just like a clothing. Kol Neima V'Neima Mitzaref is the beged gadol. How do you make a clothing? By taking strings. Out of the strings, you make a big beged. That's each name, a kol name of a neima is Mitzaref to make a big beged. Is af tzedakah, the same way by tzedakah also. You should know, kol pruta u pruta mitzarefas l'cheshbon gadol. Every pruta you give adds up to make one big great mitzvah of giving tzedakah. Korelei now, amai korelei ula. Why did Ula call Reb Lezer mishagaz or chesach dimai? The Rambam says he was mevaze his mother like. Why did he give him this name? Because the case was like this. Diboy minei rab achtavoy bar ami mirav sheshes. Rav Achtava Bar Ami asked the Shiloh from Rav Sheshes. And they said like this, that Minayin leMetzora b'Yemei Sipuroi shemetame Odom. How do we know that a Metzora b'Yemei Sipuroi, b'Yemei Sipur means after the Kohen said his Tohor, like after he said the Negah goes away, so he has to bring two Tziporim, and then he has to wait another 7 days till he brings his Karbonus. That's called Yemei Sipuroi. The days when he's waiting to bring his korban. So how do we know that a mitzvah during those 7 days, shemetam adam, that his mom is still like an avatumah, that if he touches a man, he's metam of the adam. How do we know this? The Rashi says, v'mei sipurav, v'shivas yomim shebein tairat ha-siporim lahavoyes kabinaisav. So bishleim v'mei chalute, when the mitzvah is mamish tomei, he has his negev tzaras on him, iska shlemeis, a mitzvah is like a meis, letam af boil, he even has tumas oil. If a mitzvah goes into the room, and anybody else in the room becomes tamei, so vishleima, when the mitzvah is a mitzvah, he's tamei mamish kemeis. So it's good. But our question is, after the kohen says the nega goes away, and he brings his two birds, and now he has to wait 7 days until he brings his karbonos, how do we know during the Yemei Sipuroi he also has tumah like an avat tumah, that he can be metama a person? That's what Rav Achtava asked Rav Sheshes. Is Omaloi, so he said back to my this, Omaloi. So, this was of Achtavo Est Rosheshes. Rosheshes said back, Omaloi, said back like this, Hoyo, O Metame Begodim, Metam Odom. Since the Mei Sipura is Metame, his clothing, therefore it's a proof that he's still Tame, therefore it could also be Metame of his people. Rashi says, it says on the seventh day now he has to wash his clothing. Mashmi, he is metama, he is begodim. So therefore, that's the proof he's still tummy, he can metama another person. Omelet or Vachta said back, no. Dilma, Tumas, Bechiburin, Shani. Maybe the fact like the mitzvah is wearing the clothing, it's mechubra, it's attached to his body, that's a bigger tumma. He could only be matam his begodim because it's attached to him. But maybe he can't be matam with something else that's not attached to him. If he would touch other clothing, maybe he cannot be matam with the other clothing. And therefore, if he touches a person, maybe he would not be matam with the yodim. And I'll bring you a proof from this. To seita the nevela, if a person carries a nevela, a dead animal, Allah says, if you touch the dead animal, you become tamei. If you carry it, then matam of the godim. If you carry it on top of your clothing, it's matam of the godim. But v'yein matam adam, whoever touches the nevela, you become like a rishon l'tumah, and you're not matam of another person. But still, the clothing you wear becomes tamei. You see, the clothing that's on you is like your body. That's why it's tamei. But you have no proof. You become an avatumah that you can be matam of other people or clothing. So how do you know a mitzvah b'meisi puroi could be matam in adam? Omalei said back to him, the elif so sheretz the matam adam in olam. How do we know if a sheretz touches an adam or an adam touches a sheretz that it becomes tamei? The Torah doesn't say clearly. Lav, isn't it mishum the matam of the godin? Because we know the pasuk says if a sheretz touches a beggar, the beggar becomes tamei. So you see, whatever is matam or a beggar could also be matam in adam. Omalei said back to him, no, you should know sheretz bedik sivbei. Sheretz, the Torah said clearly that if a person touches a sheretz, he becomes tamei. The pasuk says, "Oy ish ashayiga b'chol sheretz." The pasuk says clearly that if you touch a sheretz, you become tamei. You don't tell me you will learn out from other from the godim. It says clearly that if a man touches a sheretz, he becomes tamei. Ella, rather, what he meant to say was like this: Ella shichva zera to metama odim inolam. How do you know when if a different person touches shichva zera, he becomes tamei? Lav, isn't it mishum the ho yulam metama begodim metama odim? Since shichva zera is matama begodim, Rashi says it says v'chol beged v'cholor ha'shiyi ola shichva zera. So you have to be toivel the beged. So that's the proof that shichva zera is also matama adam. Omalei said back, no, shichva zera nami behedik sivbei. That the shichva zera, if a man touches, becomes tamei. The Torah says clearly, oy ish l'raves esanageya. That if a man, it says oy ish, so not only if it comes out of him that he's tamei, but even if somebody touches the shichva zera, he also becomes tamei. That's a pasuk. So what happened was ahadalei b'dechusay. He answered him back like in a joke. He answered him back. Rashi says have a kamadalei. Rav Achtav Rav Sheshes. Rav Achtav now like made a joke out of Rav Sheshes. The fishoy Rav Sheshes nichshal b'tshuvaysof. Because when Rav Sheshes wanted to answer, he didn't answer right. But since he didn't answer right, that's why Rav Achtav started to laugh at Rav Sheshes. So what happened was, Cholish talked to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes felt very bad about this. He got embarrassed. And because of that, Ishtik Rav Achtav oy barami. Rav Achtav Rami came like an elam, Rashi said. He couldn't speak anymore. The Yitzyaka Talmudei. And he forgot his learning. So what happened was, Osi imei v'kobochi kamei. So it came out now that since Rav Achtav oy like embarrassed Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes felt bad, so therefore like a punishment came back to Rav Achtav oy that he couldn't talk anymore, and he forgot his learning. So now Osi imei, the mother of Rav Sheshes, came to him, v'kobochi kamei, and she started to cry in front of Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes, as if to say, Savcha Savchoi, Davin Rav Achtav oy, look what happened to him because of you. Davin to Hashem that Rav Achtav oy should become well again. Rashi says, Savcha Savcha kamei shisfalu lov. And Rav Sheshes did not listen to his mother. He did not want to daven for Rav Achtav oy. Is Omrule, so his mother said to him, Rav Sheshes' mother said to him, Chazi lahani chadoi, look at my breast. Rashi says, Hadodim alolu, that the motzis minayu, you suck from them. Rashi Shionik mem, you Rav Sheshes was brought up because of them. Is therefore, boy rachmi alei vitasui, go be mispalol for Rav Achtav oy. So the kid says, the mother had to make him daven, she had to like speak about her breath. That's what Shalom the Gemara, the Rashbam says, Mishagas Ochased Imei, means he was Mavazer Ochased Imei. He's like, Mavazer's mother, she had to like talk about her breath, something that she's always Matsniya. Yeah. This was the Maisa of Rosh Hashis. Even though before the Maisa was, the Gemara said, that Omar Rava, I Milsa, this Milsa, Shtoyeli, Ulo Mishagas Ochased Imei. So it doesn't say who it was. As Bamas Rashi says, that's Rav Sheshes. In other words, Rava called Rav Sheshes this name. And now the Gemara explains, why did Rava call Rav Sheshes Ula Mishashke is Urched Imei? Because it means like he was Mavaza like his mother. That's how he got this name. But now the Gemara says, but Akoponim Udiyasin Allah, Once we asked the Shiloh, the Shiloh was a good Shiloh. How do we know that a Mitzrayah, during the 7 days, when he's counting, before he could bring his Kabonis, how do we know that he's still like an Avatuma, that if he touches a man, he can be a Tama man? How do we know that? The Mor says, Udiyosan Allah Minolon. Like once we asked the Shiloh already, what's the right answer? How do we know that he's Matama? Kidatani will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy Oimer. Nema kibbutz begotten b'mei sipurei. It says the halacha that a mitzvah, after he counts the 7 days, after he brought the two birds, now before he brings his korban, it says that he has to wash his clothing. Nema kibbutz begotten b'mei chalutai. And it says when a mitzvah is really a mitzvah, when he has his nega mitzvah, and then the kohen says it's tor, that he has to wash his clothing there, so it also says kibbutz begotten. If so, it's like a hekesh now, malahalun mitam odom, just like when the mitzvah is a mukhlat. His mamish has the nega tzaras on him. Then he's tomeh, he's navatumah. If he touches a man, he's metam another person. It is the hekish. Afkan, the same thing applies here also. Metam odom, that even when the mitzvah is bimei sipuroi, it's after he brought his shnei tzipurim. Now he's waiting 7 days to bring his korvin. He still has the avatumah on him, that if he touches another man, he could be metam that man. Omar Rabbi Elazar. Somebody that gives tzedakah v'seiser privately is not mavazah the yoni. He has a bigger chus than Moshe Rabbeinu. The ilu of Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksiv the pasuk says, "Ki yegorti b'fnehu af v'yachema." He's like afraid of af and chema. So Moshe Rabbeinu's chus did not protect him from the af and the chem of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The yilu but the yoisei tzedakah, people that give tzedakah, ksiv it says, maten ba'seisa yechapar af. People that give tzedakah b'seisa privately, yechap af, wipes away af. You don't have to be afraid of af. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't wipe away like the af, the anger of Hashem, but a person that gives tzedakah b'seisa, that chus can wipe away the af. He doesn't have to be afraid of the anger of Hashem. Mor says, Upliga to Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Lezer here argues on Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak says, Af koife, but chemer ain't a koife. You should know, tzedakah maybe could take away af, but it can't take away the mid of chemer, another type of anger of Hashem. Shenemer says like this, the Pasuk says. The Shayz, the end of the Pasuk says, about this Pasuk of Matan B'Seis Yichap Araf, the end of the Pasuk says, for Shaychat Bochek, chemer Azo. Means alpha pisha shaykh bechek. Even though you give me tzedakah privately, chema az, still the anger of Hashem, the chema can still take effect. So kids, he holds that matam seisa does not take away both. Af chema can only take away af, but chema will still be around. Ik the army something like this. Omer Reb Yitzchok kol dayin shen meitul shaychat mevi chama azul yerlam. Any dayin that takes shaychat, he brings tremendous anger of Hashem upon the world. Shenema Pasuk says, "V'sheichet b'chek." V'omer Rabbi Yitzchok, "Kol anoy sein pruta liyoni." Whoever gives tzedakah gives even a pruta to a poor man. Mizborach v'shisha brachas. You receive back 6 brachas. The amafaitza b'dvorim. A bigger thing is that when you give him the tzedakah, you talk nicely to him. You mafayitz him. You talk to him nicely. You mafayitz him. You give him dibrit nechumim. Is Mizborach Biudala Brochus. Then you get back 11 Brochus. Not only 6, but another 5. Hanoi Sein Pruta Liyoni, whoever gives a Pruta to an Oni, Mizborach Peshesh Brochus, will get back 6 Brochus. Yechsev the Pasuk says, Haloi Porush, Vianiya Merudim, Tovi Bayis, Kisirorim. Yeah. So these Tukim here again, Yishayo, that says you get these Brochus if you give stock. Then Vamafai Sevidvorim. If you talk nice to him when you give him the tzedakah, you don't just stand and say, here, take it, get it, go away. But you talk nice to him and try and help him out with nice words, is Mizborach Biachas Asar Brochus. You receive back 11 Brochus. Shinam the Apostle is also in Yishayo, V'sofek Loreyev Nashecho, V'nefesh Nano Tazbiya, V'zorach Bachoshech Arecho, V'yafelotcho Katzorayim. The Nachacho Hashem Tomid, the Yeshbiya, the Satsochis Navshecho, Vaito Bonum Imcho, Korvay Solom, Moiste Dorvador, the Koimi. Kids, all these talking about different brokers, you can receive back the fact you're Mafayas. Rashi says, Vesophic, Rashi says, Vesophic Lerov Navshecho means, who pious divrei nechumen. You talk to him nice words. V'yom Rav Yitzchok, my disciple was supposed to say a mishlei. Roy deit stoka v'chesed yim tzachayim. Stoka v'chavoid, if you run after stoka v'chesed, you'll find chayim and stoka. Mishum the roy deit stoka yim tzachstoka. That means, if you run after stoka, you're going to find stoka. What does that mean? Ela means like this. Loy meloch. Kol haroy defachat stoka. If you run after to do this mitzvah stoka, you want to do the mitzvah, but sometimes you don't have enough money to do it with. Here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamtzi loy moyes.